Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Sometimes there's so much chatter in the marketplace that it's difficult to know what's important and what's not important. I have a sense that the market is trying to decide whether or not it wants to go one more leg up or try a leg down. As you look at the marketplace, give us the three most important factors that you can tell us about market potential direction.
Well, I think the geopolitical uncertainty has finally gotten to the trade in the last half of this week, Dave. I think one of the things that happened early in the week was the trade went risk on, and they bought into stocks and commodities pretty heavily and dumped out of safe havens. I think they probably got ahead of themselves. And in the corn and beans and the wheat in particular, I think the trade's really excited about the report next week. But they have these outside markets and these geopolitical uncertainties looming. And so I think you probably earlier in the week would have the trade in the grains would have wanted to go higher ahead of the next week's supply and demand report. But the Egyptian problems did not snuff themselves out like I think most of the trade thought it would happen that way by the end of this week. And we're kind of on a tipping point now. So I think you see that in the way we've priced in a little bit more risk aversion by the way the spreads are trading. If you've noticed, this week has been very active in spreads. One possible indication that the flat price and the overbought conditions and these geopolitics are scaling back some risk-taking. I think also we saw some cash basis being propped up and perked up. We had good export sales in corn and beans. That both of those would suggest that bull spreads should be pretty active, but so far we haven't seen that, and I think that, too, causes a little bit of a questioning by the general marketplace. When I talked to the trade this morning and the contacts up there, they weren't talking as much about the demand. They weren't talking about, for instance, the U.S. Grains Council estimating that China is going to be short 10 to 15 million tons of corn stocks. They were instead talking about what was going on in the outside markets. And I think where we really want to focus is those interest rates and that inflationary dollar interest rate high energy price issue in the medium term. That's where the trade has really tried to stay away from looking at the demand side in terms of future demand and what kind of demand destruction we may be doing right now, and instead has really continued to focus mostly on supply, in my view.
So let's take a look at and narrow that focus on that issue. U.S. Treasury yield curve, the gap between yields on the 2-year notes and the 10-year notes, is now 286 basis points. That's the steepest yield curve in over 11 months. What do we make of that?
Here's the other thing, too. The 10-year yield is the highest since last April. It's hitting a 200-week moving average. It has not hit that moving average since October of 07. So when you look at your 2-year and you look at my 10-year, and then you throw on top of that, yes, we had a lot of good economic data this week, and I don't want to poo-poo that at all, but I also want to say that the jobs report, the monthly jobs report this morning, continues to show the same trend. The labor force participation rate, people that are working, that could be working, is at 64%. That's the lowest since the early 1980s. So what these things say to me in terms of the yield going up and hitting levels not seen for many, many months, and this continued weakness in the jobs sector, Dave, is that the banks are the most vulnerable. They are the ones that are not going to have as much money because they're not going to be able to lend as much money, and that's going to be hurting their profits if we continue this trend. So I see in the medium term a lot more of the 08 coming to fruition, not just grain prices, but also the interest rates, and the Chinese property bubble is coming alive again, I think, and you also have these yields and these joblessness issues coming into the bank sector. So I put on my radar screen now the BIX, that banking index by the S&P 500, and then also I keep on my radar screen the Hang Seng Index, the Chinese equity index, in case there is a property bubble over in China. So I think what I'm getting at is medium term, if we go any higher in the interest rates, we're going to slow the banks down. We're going to slow the equities markets down, therefore, and I think we're also going to slow our net exports down. And at that point, we'll also probably see a situation where that dollar continues to go up with the climbing interest rates. We've noticed a hard landing and a hard bottom put in the dollar this week. I think a lot of that is due to the interest rate continuing to go up against comments like what Bernanke's been making.
And we also had a statement this week that we've only chewed about halfway through the real estate bubble issue. So there's half of that to go as well. Do you think that because I would suspect that we're going to get the trade estimates this afternoon, if not earlier, for the WASD report next week, that we will be back focused on that and trade on Sunday night.
I do, and I think that's where the wheat and the outside markets really lead us from here on out, but both the end of today into the end of the day's close and how we close for the week. It's interesting that corn, beans, and wheat, all three of the lead month contracts, have tested or are chewing into their old highs taken out earlier this week. They're doing what technicals should be doing. They're checking the old resistance, seeing if it's now the new support level. And I think that's where your wheat and your outside markets will determine whether these old resistance levels, these old contract highs, are now springboards to go higher into the report. My biggest concern cyclically and seasonally comes between next week's report and the Agricultural Outlook meeting on February 24th, February 25th, when we get new 11 acreage numbers from the baseline projections. I think that's where you probably want to do the majority of your hedging. I noticed that in 2008 July wheat, which we're running almost near identical with July 08 wheat right now in terms of July 11 wheat, but back in the 8th, 9th time period of February of 08, we made a short-term high in the wheat. We went down for the most part of the rest of February. Corn and beans were drugged down in that time period. That was a intermediate low, though, and we're able to take out those lows, or able to hold those lows and go up higher and make new highs in the wheat eventually. But I think this is where you get into this next 2 weeks, and you probably want to get some pricing done.
So pricing in the next 2 weeks. Let me bottom line this for everybody. We have about 30 seconds left. Mike, how bullish should we be?
I think you're bullish into the springtime, Dave, but I think one thing that opened up today and this past week was the blizzard in Chicago. It got guys thinking about corn planting delays, and I think that's going to play out more in the corn-no-bean ratio. That keeps me on track for hedging more beans and holding off on the corn until I see more from wheat.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics.